When it comes to infidelity, there is a person whose story is rarely heard. It's the affair partner who didn't know that they were one. They met someone, they fell in love, they were told that this person was available, or at the very worst, in the process of a divorce or separated or in a dead marriage that was already over in everything but name. And then one day, things are going well, and it just stops. The person goes back to their spouse, and the affair partner is completely cut off. No closure, no explanation, just gone. And when they try to grieve that, when they try to talk about how much it hurts, the response they usually get is, well, you knew what you were doing. You don't get to be hurt. You're the other woman or you're the other man. You're not the victim here. And so they often go silent and have to carry it alone. But I think it's important to say that that person was lied to and deceived just as much as the betrayed spouse. Definitely not in the same way. The stakes are different. The relationship is different. The history is different. But the deception is often identical. They were fed a version of reality that wasn't real. They made choices based on lies. And when the truth came out or when the affair ended, their entire experience gets rewritten overnight. That ruptures something in them the same way it does for the betrayed spouse, just their sense of reality shatters. So it can lead to the same thing. As you start replaying everything, every conversation, every promise, every moment, you run it back through a new filter, asking yourself what was real and what wasn't, and what signs you should have seen more clearly. Your sense of judgment takes a hit, your self-worth takes a hit, you wonder how you missed it, why you trusted it, and what it says about you that you were fooled. You feel dirty and discarded. And that's not a small thing. That's a real psychological wound. And there is the moral question, obviously. Should they have gotten involved even if they didn't know the full picture? That is a fair question, and I'm not going to pretend that there are no gray areas. But whether their choices were wise or not is a separate conversation from whether their pain is valid. Those are two separate questions. Because we could talk about like, okay, well, yeah, if they knew that the person was married, but they were told that they were in the middle of a divorce, is that different from scenario 2 versus scenario 3 versus scenario 4? Like, we could analyze each of them separately. But I do think that's beside the point to some extent. As long as they weren't aware of the fact that this was a relationship that they were committed to, then pain doesn't really require moral innocence to be real. And dismissing their suffering because of the circumstances around it doesn't make the suffering just go away. And I think it's actually helpful for the betrayed partner to have some empathy. Because oftentimes the betrayed partner is struggling with questions of like, well, why did this happen? And how did it happen? How did it work? And dehumanizing people along the way actually makes it harder to understand. And so it can be helpful to consider how for the affair partner, this whole situation can break them as well if they were lied to in the same way. It can turn into distrust of other people. It can turn into self-destructive habits. And it can make it harder for them in the next relationship to trust. And so if you are that person, the one who got cut off, discarded, cast as the villain in a story where you were also deceived, I want you to know that your pain is real, your loss is real, the confusion is real, and what happened to you counts. The abrupt ending, the silence, being erased from someone's life like you meant nothing, that is abandonment. You were abandoned. And it doesn't hurt less because of the circumstances. If anything, the lack of social permission to grieve makes it harder to process. And so you're allowed to grieve that relationship. You're allowed to grieve the version of that person who you thought you knew. You're allowed to be angry that you were lied to. What you don't want to do is let this become the story that defines your worth. The way you were treated was a reflection of who they are and the situation they were in, not a verdict of your value. I recognize that there is going to be some work ahead for you of rebuilding trust, not just in other people, but in your own perception. And I think the reality of this is a big reason why the unfaithful partner will often reach back out to the affair partner shortly after things end, even after they say that it's over, because there is some guilt here. And so I do agree that contact does need to be cut off, but demanding that it has to be immediate with no explanation given to the affair partner at all is actually quite cruel to them. So as you can see, there's a lot of complexity to handling the aftermath of betrayal. And I just wanted to make a quick video to recognize the reality of what the affair partner can be going through. Again, sometimes they knew, sometimes they are kind of horrible people, but a lot of times they were deceived too.